What's up, guys? It's A100 Savage, and today we're gonna talk about the weekend. Now, with the weekend, guys, I mean, I'm just letting you know, the weekend is super fucking dope, bro. Always been a fan. Always. Not half of the time, not part of the time, but always. But ever since he dropped that last album before this album that we're talking about currently, that album was dope. I can't think of the fucking name right now because I should have looked it up before I started the podcast. But you know what album I'm talking about. The album came out. The song came out. Everybody loved it. And they were singing along with it every single time. Literally, from that date right there all the way to now is the only project we've had from that date to this date. So, you'll know what the fuck I'm talking about. My bad. I should have just looked it up before I came. And yeah, my bad, bro. That's all I can say is my bad. All right. Anyways, that album was dope. The first album I ever heard from The Weeknd, which is a lot of people's first time hearing The Weeknd, was what? Trilogy. Oh, bro. Song after song after song after song of just straight fire, untapped music that you've literally never heard. Oh my gosh. You don't get better than that. That's what started all this shit. All the way until that last album and until now. This album. Now, when I look at the album cover and I listen to the music, none of it attaches itself to me. The image to me is off. Like, I feel like the shit that I was hearing, the deeper, darker Weeknd, was what I was gonna expect for this album. Because why? Because it sounds and looks like it, right? Sounds like it's gonna be, looks like it's gonna be. Here we are. Now, listening to the album, this shit sounded like a fucking Bruno Mars album, bro. In all honesty, it sounded like a Bruno Mars album. I'm not taking anything from Bruno Mars, but what I'm saying is Bruno Mars has his own lane of like high, bright music. A lot of high notes, a lot of bright music, a lot of things to attach yourself to. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 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 hey! You know what I'm saying? Like that type of music. But except for a little bit toned down. And that's The Weeknd's album right here called The After Hours. I personally thought it was like a 6 or a 7. After all this time of waiting, bro, it was like a 6 or a 7. I'm gonna give you a 6.5. It just didn't touch me. If you guys really want what The Weeknd should have put out, then literally go listen to Party Next Door. His last album, this last album that just came out from Party Next Door, bro, is exactly what you wanted to expect from The Weeknd. But instead, The Weeknd didn't give that to you, which is very unfortunate because we waited a long fucking time from that time to this time to just get an album that makes us feel like that. What you should do, and I'm not sure if you're going to listen to this at all, but what you should do is go ahead and do the OVOXO with motherfucking Drake. Dude, that album would fucking peak and chart like no other. Put your pride aside and give it to the fans. Please. Please. That's the album people want to hear. Because Drake will bring out shit in you, and you will bring out shit in Drake, and both y'all will have a powerhouse album that will be more iconic and more legendary than the Dirty Sprite 2 with him in Future. Because that shit was legendary, bro. So, get off your high horse. I was about to say get on yours. Get off your high horse, both of y'all. Call each other. Make it happen. Y'all are from the same place. There's no reason for y'all not to get along. Make it happen. For the fans. It's business. It ain't got to be personal. You ain't got to like each other. You ain't even got to be in the same fucking studio. Just bring it together. OVO XO album, please. After Hours is not it. I'm sorry. I'm sure you felt good about the album when you recorded it, but it just is not what we wanted from you. What we wanted from you was the last album mixed with a little bit of fucking Trilogy. Because ever since the Trilogy, ever since you gave that to us, there hasn't been anything that, like, has matched that. There hasn't been anything that has even gave us a feeling of that. It's just, we knew you for the classic music, so we just loved you. But nothing's been as hot and big as the Trilogy. Period. You know that. That's why you exploded through the scene. You know that. But please, go do the OVO XO album. Please. Okay? Make sure you favorite the podcast. Make sure you send this to the fucking weekend. Make sure you add him. And favorite the podcast. And I'm out. Peace!